When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will be on this show this morning at 9. Before we get to that, though, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, on this show in about 15 minutes or so at 6:45 after we get to our leads. Real quick, I am auctioning off 4 VIP floor seats today for Celtics Raptors on Saturday night at the Garden.
Wow. What?
That's a good one.
To benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Thanks to our partners here at WEEI, McFarland Energy, and Scott McFarland. Oh. So just call Jackson. He is standing by, or maybe sitting by. And at the end of the show, whoever has the highest bid will get 4 VIP floor seats for Saturday night. If you had won any of your bets, you could be in on it. You look aghast, but unfortunately,
I've just never seen 2 people go to more games on the floor in my entire life. That is a bucket list item for me, mm-hmm, to enjoy a basketball game with my feet on parquet, and you two. It's like a weekly thing, and now we're giving away 4.
Maybe you could forego a new bag or a new pair of shoes.
There you go.
Some kind of a Botox treatment or something.
Oh, how much do those tickets run you?
These particular ones, you could get them for...
No, the ones you guys have been using.
The ones you sat at.
I don't remember.
I'm on the wait list.
I don't know what
for season tickets.
Yeah?
Yes, I don't know if I can afford floor seats, but I'm trying to see what the cost would be.
Yeah. That is next level gaslighting by Greg Hill.
Thank you.
Telling Courtney she needs to save more to use tickets that he paid nothing for.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Well, anyway, call Jackson, 617-779-7937. That's always the number to call. And you could be there Saturday night with your feet on the parquet. And it's the legit legendary parquet, not the new half lime green, half hunter green cup parquet. All right? So you will be there for that on Saturday night. Chime, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Did you get it off Greg's list?
I sure did. I've had it in the holster for a while.
Okay. I mean, it is such a great song. I wish we didn't have Bill O'Brien coming up because we could breathe it. Let it breathe for a minute.
Lay a couple of pearly flies. That's what I brought to you. I saw you through a broken window with a different point of view. You had signs of depression. I thought you should know.
Oh, such a sad song, Chime. That's Whiskey Myers.
Well done.
Broken Window Serenade.
Yes, sir.
And the poor guy. That makes me almost as sad as what happened on the season finale of The Penguin, which I won't mention
again
today. But poor guy, met her, and she had a very difficult life and just wanted, unfortunately, she passed away. He just wanted her to know that he loved her.
Wow.
That's a good
poor
one.
Fella. Poor fella. All right. Leads this morning. Chime, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, back-to-back days with a non-sports lead for me. I have a question for the room before I get deep into my lead here. How do we feel about barbecue food?
Mm. Love the BBQ.
Wiggy is big into it. Now, when you say barbecue, are you referring to traditional Southern barbecue?
Yes, I'm talking about legit as barbecue gets.
Now, is there another barbecue?
Well, there's like, you know, Dad out back on the grill with burgers and dogs.
No, I'm talking.
That's fake barbecue.
And steak tips.
I can take it or leave it.
You could take or leave barbecue?
Yeah.
Like pulled pork? You could take or leave?
Yeah, it's good, but like I would choose something else on the menu probably every other time.
Really?
Every time, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think for a long time, a lot of people felt the way Courtney did. And the Michelin Guide was one of those people that felt that way. Until recently, they have officially granted a Michelin star to 4 Texas barbecue locations. For the first time ever, barbecue restaurants are on the Michelin Guide. Interstellar Barbecue, Corkscrew Barbecue, La Barbecue, and Leroy and Lewis Barbecue, all in Texas, have been granted Michelin stars. And if you go and watch videos of like any of these places, in particular Interstellar, the food looks insane. And it's not the normal, I think it's really cool. It's not that normal, super high end, like white tablecloth, you have to be in suit and tie to go in kind of Michelin star restaurant. It's a barbecue joint.
Right.
But the way in which they cook the food and serve the food is to die for. Can for me, this will be on a bucket list of mine.
Can you get a pulled guinea pig sandwich down there?
I don't believe so, no. I think you would have to travel to Peru for that one, Greg.
Well, Texas is known for their barbecue, certainly, but Curtis will tell you where the best barbecue in the United States of America
Nashville.
Is.
Tennessee's good.
Martin's barbecue in Nashville is
that
tremendous.
Place, when we went there for the golf tournament a couple years ago, that barbecue food, Curtis, was the best I've ever had in my life.
I bet it is good.
I don't remember who it was, but the brisket was in a back room.
Yes.
And somebody saw my plate, and they were like, Curtis, you got to go to that room. And it was like Jesus guiding me to the cross.
Really?
I heard St. Louis got good barbecue. I've never had Texas barbecue or Tennessee barbecue or St. Louis, but yeah, barbecue is the best.
Okay. Shime, excellent lead. Thank you, Curtis. Hello.
Hey, Greg. So we discussed the Juan Soto stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
I have 5 things more likely than Juan Soto signing with the Boston Red Sox this offseason. Number 1, anybody goes to Greg Hill's apartment to watch the Super Bowl on that crappy-ass TV.
Okay.
Number 2, Robert Kraft re-signs Antonio Brown.
Wow.
Number 3, Donald Trump nominates Dr. Fauci as his Surgeon General. Number 2, Mark James calls 30 Red Sox games this spring. And the number 1 most likely occurrence, far more likely than Juan Soto signing with the Boston Red Sox, our very own Jackson gets married by the end of the year.
That's going to happen. I feel that one.
All right. So you think it's unlikely. I just have a feeling that it's different this season.
I'm with you on that one.
You are?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they're going to make a big splash. Big, big splash this offseason. Because if not, they're going to get... I mean, they're already getting dragged, but they're going to get dragged to hell.
Curtis, when it comes to the reason that it doesn't happen... Do you think it's because Juan Soto doesn't get the money that he wants from them? He wants to be a Yankee. He's not going to – or is it all on the Red Sox? This is, as we were saying yesterday, just smoke and mirrors, and they're not going to be anywhere near offering him what he ought to get.
The latter. And, okay. Wiggy, you played for him. I think there's a Bill Parcells quote that maybe it's from Maya Angelou to begin with, but if somebody shows you who they are, believe it. Mm-hmm. And the Red Sox ownership has showed you who they have become.
Yeah.
Not who they've always been, but who they've become.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much. I want Juan Soto.
Me too.
So does Juan Red Sox Nation under God.
Yes.
Want Juan Soto. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I have a loser of the day as my lead. Zach Bryan, somebody who's been in the news quite some bit. We talked about the fact that the Bruins did a great job. Elaine, who runs the social media for the Bruins, did an unbelievable job of being relevant, being in on a pop culture, being in on a viral moment.
Elaine, who auditioned for your job.
Correct.
On the show and was very, very good.
Yes. Worked with her at Nesson.
Yeah.
She got all the Bruins players to sing Morgan Wallen, that song, last night, because Brianna Chicken Fry, who was dating Zach Bryan, told a story on her podcast that Zach Bryan was mad at her, caused a big fight because she was singing another man's country song in his house. The Bruins post this. The numbers climb. Likes, comments, reposts. People were loving it. Has disappeared off of the interwebs.
Okay.
Rumors are that Zach Bryan's team has reached out to the Bruins telling them to take it down.
Well, why? The Bruins don't have to. They're the big bad Boston Bruins.
I would think that.
And they didn't even mention him by name.
I agreed.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what could have happened, but absolute disgrace to put Elaine, beautiful, smart, funny Elaine, in that situation. Now, I have no idea if that's what actually happened. I just know that if you're the Bruins and you see how well that video is going, it was everywhere. You only take that down if there's some type of legal action coming your way. Yeah. And on the interwebs, people are saying that's what happened. You've got to be a massive loser, Zach Bryan, to reach out and demand that a sports team take down a video of them singing another guy's country song because you're involved.
I'm done with the guy.
How is he involved? Because is the song about him?
Well,
no. He was pissed at his girlfriend, Brianna.
Yeah, Chicken Fry.
Chicken Fry, because she was walking around his apartment in New York singing a Morgan Wallen song.
Okay, and I'm so following. He was mad.
He's jealous. And so the Bruins did a funny video and put it up on their social media, and Courtney is suggesting that...
Okay, they were mocking Zach Bryan.
Yes, it seems like his legal team told them to take it down, that's a small man thing.
Yeah.
It really is a...
Smallest man who ever lived.
It is... Dave Portnoy is 100% right when he refers to him as that. Like, that is... That's
does
ridiculous.
Zach Bryan... Brian, whatever his name
Brian.
Is.
Brian.
Yeah.
Does him and Morgan Wallen, do they not get along?
No,
is there
it has
beef
nothing
there?
To do with that. Oh, okay. He thought it was disrespectful that his girlfriend was singing another country artist.
Well, I just was wondering if there was beef there. Is that why he was
You want to know what would be the ultimate power move, though? Morgan Wallen just comes out to like the next five concerts in a Bruins jersey?
Oh.
that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm still confused. So why would they take it down? What legal ramifications, what legal causes would there be for them to have to take it down?
There are no legal causes.
No, they don't even mention it by name.
It's probably his management saying, Jacobs, we will not do a show next tour at the TD Garden.
Well, they never do shows at the TD Garden. He did it at Gillette.
He did Gillette, but
so
I'm sure
Kick
that
Rocks, a-hole.
Yeah, like, they're going to fill up TD Garden with a bunch of other
acts. I'm sure if that's what happened, there's no other reason why they take it down.
No other reason.
It didn't reference him at all.
No, it just said, we've had this song stuck in our heads.
Yes, which is great content.
It's great.
Yeah. So good.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Winky, good morning.
All right, so I'm going to gear off from sports. Did I give you politics yesterday, a couple of days ago? I'm going to gear off into the entertainment world.
Oh, okay.
Greg,
Courtney,
and the rest of you, Shime, Curtis, I know, Courtney, you speak of Lioness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I have a show on Peacock that you should be watching. It is called The Day of the Jackal. It stars this kid,
Eddie Redmayne.
Yes, Eddie Redmayne. And I believe her name is Lashana Lynch, where he's an elite sniper, assassin, master disguise.
Uh-huh.
And she's chasing him, and he's killing people left and right. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. It's a British kind of based, you know, I love the BBC shows.
Yeah.
But it is a British.
Why is there a pause there?
We'll explain that to you in the
break. We'll explain that to you later.
Okay.
Because clearly you
just
gotta,
think of the initials.
Yeah. You got to get with the kids times.
Oh.
Yeah. She don't get it.
It also happens to be a porn category.
Yeah, yeah. BBC? Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yes, we're not going to explain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I understand. I understand when you say pause. I just didn't understand why you would need to say it there. But okay. Yeah, sorry.
B is for?
Okay. They said the...
Just think about it as we go.
Our poor, don't you love our poor, innocent little coworker over here?
I'm surprised she doesn't know
big booty.
No? You're close, though.
Wait, we're not getting off this.
Okay. Yes. Sorry.
No. All right, Wiggy, so that's your recommendation?
Yes, the day of the jackal.
All right,
she's close to big.
Right.
Yeah.
She got the first word.
Yeah. All right. Chime, the golf world is angry.
Uh-oh.
And so I don't know what they're doing, threatening to throw their martinis out into the bushes or whatever. But random selection Ryder Cup tickets went on sale this week.
I was in line yesterday, actually, during the show.
Okay, so Beth Page, New York, next year, Ryder Cup, U.S. v. Europe.
Wiggy's wondering if Beth Page is hot.
They were advertising a $750 ticket as a part of the random ticket sale. That's what you were trying to get.
Yep, exactly.
That's a little bit exorbitant in itself for one day at the Ryder Cup.
But I couldn't agree more.
People are willing to pay it. The problem is that people like you who got into some kind of a virtual waiting room to get these tickets were unable to find any of the $750 tickets for Friday,
correct,
Saturday, or Sunday. And some people thought that was gougy enough, but they ended up costing them, those who were able to get the tickets, over $1,000 each for one day at the Ryder Cup at Bethpage.
So,
and a lot of people are pissed about how much that is.
So I hopped in line when the window opened virtually over here, just clicked it on my computer. Towards the very end of the show yesterday, I got in to purchase tickets. I just wanted to see how much they were. Maybe I'd consider it. The cheapest ticket option I could find was $1,139.
All right.
For one day, just to go on Saturday, Sunday.
Would you pay that?
No, I would. No. Absolutely not. And the only time I would ever pay that kind of money is for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, I will say this year, the PGA, for the first time ever, is considering conceding to the demands of the PGA Tour players and to paying them each $400,000 for the Ryder Cup. And so they probably have some expenses that they have to deal with that they didn't have to deal with prior to that. I don't know if you have an issue with that. I mean, guys have always done it for their country in the past. Now they're doing it for their country and $400,000. But I mean, it's kind of like they deserve to be paid, I guess.
Yeah, right? I mean, with how much money's in the sport right now, I don't blame them for getting some money for it.
I don't know how Joe Landry would feel about that, but in this particular case, they would like their bag filled with $400,000 if they're going to participate in the Ryder Cup and represent their country.
So, all right. I wouldn't mind that. Give me 400.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, those are our leads. Coming up next, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football.